Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Krisis. Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but Rabbi Shimon Oimrim. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon say, Loi Nechluku, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua don't argue. Remember the Machlokes we learned in the previous Mishnayos between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Whether the person has to know which Aveira he did, not just if he did an Aveira. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Shimon tell us they don't argue al davar shu mishum shem echad. If the possibility is in regard to one type of Aveira. For example, let's say there were two trees and he plucked peiros from one of them, not realizing it was Shabbos. Let's say he walks into his house with the peiros. Where'd you get that? Oh, I just took it off the tree. You cut it off the tree today, Shabbos, you were over Kaitzer. He doesn't know from which tree. So there's no suffix which Issa he was over. He was over Kaitzer. There's no suffix how he was over. But he doesn't know which tree. That's one example. So in this kind of a situation, even Rabbi Yeshua, who requires that you know which chait you were over, here he's moided that the person would be chayev a chatas. So if they don't argue about that, where would they argue? And for the Mishnah, al davar shu mishum shnei shemes, like a person who did a malacha on Shabbos, and he does not know if he either cut, so he was over the malacha of kaitzer, or he grinded, so he was over the malacha of teichin. This is the kind of a case, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, because he knows for sure he was chayta, Rabbi Yeshua paita, because he doesn't know which chait he was exactly over. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, I have a Kabbalah for my Rebbeim. You know how far Rabbi Yeshua's heter goes? Listen to this. Afilu, even if someone had in front of him figs and grapes that were still mechuber, that were connected, and he wants to take them off, he thinks it's a weekday. He doesn't chap that it's Shabbos. Unischavein lelake te'enim. His kavana was first to take the te'enim and then to take the anavim. Te'enim are figs, anavim are grapes. Velikate, and by mistake, he reversed the order. Anavim, he first took the grapes. So when he was taking the grapes, it was like, oh, what am I doing? Wasn't what I intended to do. Or it had to be that his kavana was to take the anavim, to take the grapes first, and then the te'enim. And velikit, so absent-mindedly, without kavana, he took off the te'enim first. Wait, it gets better. Let's say he had in front of him te'enim shchoyrois and levonois, black and white figs. And again, b'shoygi, he forgot that it was Shabbos, he comes to pluck them out. His kavana was to take the shchoyrois, the black ones first, and then the white ones. Velikit, shaloi b'kavana, by mistake, he took the levonis, the white ones, first. Or his kavana was to take first the levonis, the white ones, velikate, and he took without kavana shchoyrois, the black ones, first. In all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, because lemaisi was mechavein to do the malacha, and he did it. This is not called misasek. This isn't the case like a person stretches and by mistake turns on a light. It's not that he tries to take off something that he thought was not even connected. Oh, what happened? I didn't mean to disconnect it. He thought he was just picking something up. Here, he was mechaving to do the malacha. There's only a difference in the fruit or even the color of the fruit. But Rabbi Yeshua Paiter, even in this case, Rabbi Yeshua says he's Pater. Because Lemaisa, he doesn't wind up doing what he intended to do. And that also, we are memayit from the pasuk Ashachot Ba, that this is included in misasek. Misasek means you're doing one thing and something happens, but you never intended to do it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda himself wondered about this. He's repeating what he heard from his Rebbeim, but he says, trying to understand it. Tamani, I have to wonder about this. Im Yiftabar Rabbi Yeshua would take a pater, a person who had kavana to take both figs and grapes, but just took them in the reverse order? That's called not doing what he intended to do? However, the town of the Mishnah says, why are you wondering about that? Why do you have a problem with this? Rabbi Yeshua is dashing the pasuk. In Cain, according to you, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't patter a person from this if you reverse the order, Lama Nema Shechotaba, why does the Torah say Shechotaba? Like we explained before, Shechotaba means you have to know exactly what the chayt is. If not, there is no chiyuv chatas. But then the Tan himself answers, as if to say, on second thought, that's not a kasha. Ashechotaba teaches us prat lemesasik. Mesasik again means something happened totally unexpected. It bechlal wasn't his kavanah to do. He wanted to pick something off the ground, and all of a sudden, oh, it was connected. Oh, I didn't realize I was detaching something. Or let's say he was taking grapes. He never even wanted grapes. He wanted figs. He never intended to take grapes. Maybe that's what the Ashechotaba would be memayit. But I hear your kasha going so far as if to say Imamish intended to take both figs and grapes because he took it in the wrong order. Therefore, it's not Ashechotaba. That's like a very big chiddush. So the bottom line is like this. Let's understand this. Clearly, when the Pasuk says that a carbon chatas has to be Ashechotaba, you have to know exactly what's going on. Everyone agrees that a total misasik, like stretching out your hand and opening up a light switch by mistake, you don't even know there was a light switch there. That for sure the Pasuk is memayit. The shail is how far does the Pasuk go? According to Rabbi Yeshua, two things. First of all, Rabbi Yeshua says, you mamish have to know exactly what you're doing to be chayav chatas. And even to the point where you wanted to pluck off both te'enim and anavim. But if right now you meant to take the te'enim and by mistake you took the anavim, that already is included in what the pasuk is teaching us. There's no chatas. The other thing is that Yeshua also learns from here, you have to know which chait you were chaita. That's a different machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. Okay. So in our Mishnah we learned it. Again, this is Masechtas Krisis, Perek Dala, Mishnah Gimel. We learned that Rav Shimon Shazuri and Rav Shimon both say there's no machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer, who says you don't have to know which chait in order to be chayav chatas, and Rabbi Yeshua says that you do have to know when it's Meshum Shem Echad. In other words, the example that we gave is there were two trees in front of him. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. He plucked fruit off the tree, but he doesn't know which tree. And then for sure you're chayav. The machloikis is only on something which is meshum shnei shemais. He doesn't know if he cut or he doesn't know if he grinded, even though he knows for sure he did one of the two. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're chayav chatas, you know you did one of the two. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. He doesn't know which chayri was over. Kum to Rabbi Yehuda, and he tells us a chiddush b'shem is rabbein. That even if someone had te'enim and the novim in front of him, his kavana was to take the te'enim first and then the anavim, and he reversed the order. Or the other way around. Or never mind two different types of fruits. Let's say there were black te'enim and white te'enim. And he wanted to take the white ones first and then the black one. Or the black ones first and then the white one, and he reversed the order by mistake. In all these cases, Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua says that he is potter. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm repeating what I heard from my Rebbeim. I'm just trying to understand it. Even in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua patters? And the Tana answered, what do you mean? He learns from the Pasuk, Ashechotaba. What then does the Pasuk teach us? But then the Tana himself answers, could be the Pasuk is referring to Stam Misasik. He didn't realize this was connected, and he picked something up and says, oops, I just pulled something out of the ground. But maybe it does not go so far as if to say that if he reversed the order, that he planned to do, he shouldn't be chayiv. By the way, the Rambam passed this like Rabbi Yeshua, and the way Rabbi Yehuda says it from the Messiah of his Rebbeim. The Lamaisa, even if the person intended to take both fruit, but he, by mistake, took the Te'enim first when he planned on taking the Anovim first, it's not called a Malechas Machsheves, and he would be potter on a Karban Chatas.